This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Stewart, your host for The Eric Stewart Show. Sundays here from 8 to 8:30. We talk real estate, buying, selling, everything in between. Earlier this show, I talked about the market, so be sure to listen to that. If you haven't heard it, you can listen to me on podcasting at Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other podcasting services. Just search Eric Stewart Real Estate Radio for up-to-date news on real estate here in the DMV. Lauren Lankford joins me again. Lauren is the sales director at the Village of Rockville, a continuing care retirement community, also called a life plan community with an independent, assisted, and memory care. They've just launched and delivered a building called Glenmere. It's actually a couple of buildings and an incredible pool setup. And it feels to me like it belongs in the mountains of Colorado. It has this quality about it, the style, the big, the high ceilings, and that pool building is awesome. I mean, really, that word is a bit tritely used, but you walk in and it kind of takes your breath away looking out at the scenery, out at the golf course that the property backs up to, and just how airy and open the space is. I had the privilege, by the way, for who are listening, I had the privilege of touring this community, and this is the most cutting edge building, construction building in a life plan community that I've seen in the Washington, D.C. area to date. And it is at the Village of Rockville, which is in Rockville, Maryland, off Scott Drive. And if you're interested in getting information, Lauren, what is the website? Because we may have some folks who may be heading into Mass or whatnot that need some information right now. How would they find out?
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure, of course. If you're interested in checking out our website, it is www.thevillageatrockville.org. We are a non-for-profit, mission-driven organization. And in terms of contacting us, we would love to chat with you and learn more about your search and possibly setting up a tour, not only for Glenmere, but any of our service levels here in the community. That phone number is 301-603-3824, 301-603-3824, if you're interested in calling us directly.
Lauren, it's hard to imagine that you still have a few gorgeous apartments left. And what is the best way for our audience to reach you to find out more? Maybe do a tour.
Absolutely. We're happy to do that, Eric. Again, that number that I provided to you all, please do give us a call. We are so happy to meet with you and learn more about your options and what's important to you through that lifestyle opportunity at Glenmere. It is 301-603-3824. 301-603-3824, or you can go to our website at thevillageatrockville.org. So we will meet you with socially distanced open arms.
Lauren Lankford, Sales Director at the Village of Rockville. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Eric. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's time for the third episode in our radio theater performance called Senior Moments.
If you please, sir, we want to see the Eric Stewart right away. All four of us.
Orders are, nobody can see the great Eric Stewart. Not nobody, not know-how.
Oh, but we must.
Orders are, not nobody, not know-how. He's in conference with himself. And even if he wasn't, you wouldn't have been able to see him anyway on account of nobody has, not even us at Long and Foster.
Oh, but please, it's very important.
And I even got a permanent just for the occasion.
Not nobody, not know-how. Pardon me, I've got to put some houses in the MLS. What do you want?
We want to see Eric Stewart.
Not nobody, not know-how.
That's what the other man said.
But she's Jenny.
The Jenny who called? Well, that makes a difference. Just wait here. I'll announce you at once.
Did you hear that? He'll announce us at once.
I can fairly hear my heart beating.
We'll have a new home for Mom in time for supper.
In another hour, I'll have met the king of real estate radio.
Go on home. Eric Stewart says go away.
Away?
Oh.
Looks like we came a long way for nothing.
Oh, and I was so happy. I thought I was finally pointing my way home.
Don't cry, Jenny. We're going to get you to see Eric Stewart.
We certainly are. How? How are we?
Would it do any good if I cried?
Why?
Oh, please don't cry. I'll get you in to see Eric Stewart somehow. Come on.
I am Eric, the great radio real estate personality. Who are you? Who are you?
If you please, I am Jenny, a small and meek real estate customer. We've come to ask you...
Silence!
Oh, yikes.
The great radio real estate personality knows why you have come. I'll have to give the matter a little thought. Go away and come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, but I want a home now.
Yeah.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great radio real estate personality. I said, come back tomorrow. Oh.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Eric. You must be Jenny. And I assume this is Tommy and, let's see, Beth. And if I remember correctly, Grace?
Yes. What was all that with the fire and booming voice?
Booming voice? I'm not sure. Wait a minute. Henry?
Yes, sir?
They're asking me about the fire and the booming voice. Is there something you needed to tell me?
Well, actually, yes. I had this idea. You see, I thought your radio show was too casual. If you're going to make it in radio, you need to have more gravitas. We're only going to go national and sell syndication if we can build an air of authority.
Henry.
I know. You just want to help people. Nobody goes national if they just want to help people.
Can you please put out the fire and turn off the loudspeakers?
Okay. Wills, turn off the gas line. Can you get the fire chief on the phone? We're not going to need that permit.
I'm sorry, folks. Henry's my intern, and he has a lot of innovative marketing ideas, but just hasn't quite gotten a handle on what we're trying to do here. Like he said, I'd like to help. If I understood your call, I believe you're helping Tommy, it's your father, and Jenny, your mother, find a place that is more appropriate for their season in life.
That's it in a nutshell.
I know exactly what you're going through. About now, it feels like a strange journey, I imagine.
And it's only getting stranger.
Sort of like you woke up in Oz.
That's it exactly.
I like that. I think we can develop that idea.
Thank you, Henry. Come on. Come on in. Let's talk and see if I can help. Can I believe my eyes? Why have you come back? Henry, you can turn the sound machine off now.
Sorry.
Well, that was fun, and that's it for today. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.